This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Barbara Klein. On our program this week, we tell about proposed changes to an important environmental law. We tell about the first look inside a comet in space. We also present some interesting questions about science. But first, does watching television harm a child's ability to learn?
All parents want their child to perform well in school. However, three new studies suggest this may not happen if the child watches too much television. The studies were published this month in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine. Researchers at Stanford University in California and Johns Hopkins University in Maryland carried out one study. They examined the test scores of 350 students who were about 8 years old. More than 70% of these students reported having a television in the room where they sleep. These students performed between 7 and 9 points lower on math, reading, and language tests than students without televisions in their rooms.
Scientists at the University of Washington carried out the second study. They examined information on about 1,800 students. The researchers found that too much television before age 3 was linked to lower reading skills by age 6. The study also found that 6- and 7-year-old children had poorer short-term memory if they had watched a lot of television in their earliest years. However, children who watched TV after age 3 seemed to be better able to sound out and say words.
Researchers at the University of Otago in New Zealand did the third study. They followed more than 1,000 people born around 1972. They found that those who watched the most television between the ages 5 and 15 were the least likely to finish high school and college by age 26. A report critical of the three studies also appeared in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine. Deborah Leinbarger of the University of Pennsylvania helped write it. She said, "The studies measured only the time children spent watching television, and not what programs they watched." Her research has shown that quality educational programs can help children learn.
A committee of the United States Congress is considering changes to a law meant to protect plants and animals from disappearing from Earth. Congress passed the Endangered Species Act in 1973. The law provides protection for more than 1,000 kinds of plants and animals that are threatened with dying out. Some groups say it is the strongest and most important wildlife protective legislation in the world. But a number of interest groups say the Endangered Species Act slows progress and economic growth.
Reports say the proposed changes call for stronger requirements for defining species as endangered. The change in description would limit the measures taken to protect them. Another change reportedly being considered would narrow the definition of protected living areas. These areas would be limited to places where a plant or animal now grows or lives. The law currently includes places where the plant or animal could live if its population grew.
Landowners, developers, and builders are urging changes in the law. These critics say government and environmental groups unfairly restrict people's control over their own land. They say the landowner does not receive anything in return for limitations placed to protect wildlife. Opponents also say the current law has not helped rescue many species. They charge that only 1% of protected species have been removed from the list of endangered wildlife. The rescued species include the Florida manatee, the Florida panther, and the American bald eagle. Some environmental activists agree that the law needs changing, but they say they fear its purpose may be lost in the rewritten legislation. They worry that changes could cause some animals and plants to die out forever.
American Space Agency scientists are getting their first look inside a comet. Earlier this month, NASA crashed its Deep Impact spacecraft into a comet called Tempel 1. The crash took place more than 130 million kilometers from Earth. NASA scientists say the comet Tempel 1 may provide information about the development of the solar system. Comets are made of ice, gas, and dust. They are made of particles from the farthest and coldest areas of the solar system that formed more than 4,000 million years ago. NASA is studying the ancient matter inside the comet, where material from the formation of the solar system remains generally unchanged. Scientists are studying the photographs taken before, during, and after the crash. They say a huge cloud of fine powdery material was released when the spacecraft crashed into the comet. The cloud shows that the comet is covered with the powdery material.
Deep Impact was launched into space in January. It traveled more than 430 million kilometers. The spacecraft was made of two parts. The larger part of the spacecraft was called the flyby. It flew near the comet and took pictures of the crash. The smaller part of the spacecraft was called the impactor. It separated from the spacecraft and crashed into the comet while traveling at about 10 kilometers per second. The crash caused a great explosion of heat and light. The impactor was destroyed deep below the comet's surface when it crashed. The spacecraft's three cameras took more than 4,000 images. It will take experts some time to study all of the photographs and information gathered by the spacecraft. Who knows what secrets about the universe this comet will reveal?
American inventor Thomas Edison started Science Magazine 125 years ago. Today, many important researchers publish their findings in Science. The magazine recently asked more than 100 scientists what they thought were the most important unanswered questions facing science today. The magazine published a list of 125 questions in honor of its 125th anniversary.
The magazine shows the top 25 questions on the list. Some of these questions have interested people for years, such as, how and where did life on Earth arise? And are we alone in the universe? Many scientists believe that we are not alone, and that they may have an answer to this question in about 25 years. Other questions on the list are, why do humans have so few genes? And what genetic changes made us human? Another important question is, how much can human lifespan be extended? Some scientists believe people in the future will live more than 100 years. Others say a person's lifespan is more limited. The Population Council says human lifespan has increased by more than 50% during the past 100 years.
The scientists said they chose the top 25 questions for several reasons. They chose some questions because of the major effect the answers would have on society. These questions include, is an effective vaccine against HIV possible? How hot will the world become because of greenhouse gases? And what can replace cheap oil, and when? You can learn more about the project at Science Magazine's internet website. The address is www.sciencemag.org. Click on the 125th anniversary issue.
Now it is your turn to ask a question about science. If you have a question that we can answer, send an email to special@voanews.com. Please tell us your name and where you live. Or you can mail a question to VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA.
This Science in the News program was written by Jill Moss, Geralyn Watson, Dana DeMange, and Cynthia Kirk, who was also our producer. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on The Voice of America.